Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hi, ho, everyone. My name is Mr. Fruit, and welcome back to the GG Over Easy podcast, brought to you by the sponsors you will hear from later in this video. Rob, great to see you. Bless, oh, great to see you.
Hello. Are we shaking?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh. Blue, great totally to hear you.
Gang, gang.
Gang,
hello,
gang.
Hello. As you can all see, GG Over Easy, but we have Blessius,
yeah,
our special guest with us here today.
No webcam.
We are currently in progress, the Fruit Summit, which some of you may or may not know about.
Mm-hmm.
I flew all the Dream Team and the Extended Dream Team out to my house.
Mm-hmm.
We've been chilling, and so we thought, what better time than to get the guests into the podcast in person.
Yeah.
This is a whole new world. So we have blessed this episode, and then we're going to be rolling out these like special Dream Team Summit videos every other Sunday.
Yeah, we'll just splash them in. Probably, you know, every... just like, hey, we'll throw one of the guest episodes in, kind of just whenever.
Yeah, because they won't be current. Like, yeah, we're going to avoid current topics, except this one's probably going to be the closest, but the other ones...
Because this is technically episode two. Like, this is one we know is for sure episode two.
This is episode two.
The other ones are kind of just like, maybe like episode 85.
Okay, well,
making the way for the Datto episode.
People here, though.
Yeah, well,
what is there?
Well, we're scattering.
Is there a second
them.
String of?
Yeah, yeah, you guys are the first. You guys are class A, and then we're finding class B.
Oh, gotcha.
So we have today with us Blessius. So we have no real agenda as to what to talk about. We would rather enjoy Bless's company, talk with him about some stuff, and bring you this entertainment to your ear holes. Or your eyes, if you're watching YouTube, by the way, not scuffed.
Hit the bell.
Three camera
check
perspective.
It. That's very cool. We're on this camera.
I hope I'm not the one editing this.
You know what is so crazy? There's one, two, three cameras looking at me, and Blue found the one spot in the room to avoid them all.
Wait, he's here?
In spirit, yeah. Can you feel his energy?
Kenobi?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm enjoying a nice, relaxing cup of tea over here in Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did not come out here. Although he was supposed to bring a certain...
Wait, is that what we're saying?
Thing. What?
Is that what we're saying, that he's not here?
No, he's here.
Oh, so he is here. So
no,
it's like,
but he's not.
Not here.
But you're here, but you're but not here. So I can like say that you're here and stuff.
I think he asked for us not to look at him.
Sorry.
I'm literally not here.
So, the bowl of food over there. Hey, it would be nice to have your plushie to look at, because then I could RP a little bit.
Bro,
but, like,
you booked me United. You booked me the worst airline.
Hey, watch yourself.
Okay.
Dude.
Okay.
Denver is a United.
My father works for United, all right? You have some respect,
that's
all right?
Unfortunate.
Hey, don't point at him.
Oh, yeah.
My he works for United. How dare you?
It's not Fruit's fault. It's just United sucks.
Yeah. Well, and it's the fact that Denver is like a United.
What, basic
hub,
economy?
So. I thought I got him some. I mean, whenever I fly United, you get a carry-on and an overhead.
Well, that's economy. Yeah.
Yeah. You should have gotten economy.
No.
We got We got a super economy.
You got basic bitch.
Which is a nice way of saying basic bitch.
I mean, you're in the plane, though.
For the record, Claire is the one that did that. He booked the tickets, so it's her fault that she shortchanged.
You did have a whole row to yourself. You did have a whole row to yourself, though, okay? So don't you patronize us about your seats
in United.
Because
no one else wanted to be in basic economy. So, yeah, that's this episode. We have Kyle Blessing.
That's my name.
The one, the only. He rarely responds to, I'm like, Bless.
Dude, Bless. That's so weird to be told that in real life.
Oh, sorry.
What, to be called Bless, you don't, like...
I'm just like...
Whoa. Well, that's why I'm kind of thankful that, like, my name is kind of, like, close enough to Rob or, like, Robert Rabby. Or that kind of thing.
Yeah,
so it's
you
like,
have
it's kind
Rabby.
Of the same thing. Yeah, so it's not like, hey, Frank, and then it's like, oh, like, that's my in-game name. But no, it's just Rob. So thankfully, it's not anything crazy.
I'm used to it. In fact, when people are like, hey, Christian.
Me?
This one?
Who do you think you're talking to?
Yeah, at this point, it's Fruit. Fruit. We had someone recognize us at the gym today, too.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
His name was Gage.
Gage.
It's pretty hard.
Oh. I'm going to be honest, dude. That's honestly what I want to name my son. It was
really?
Gage.
Really?
Yeah. I wanted to name my son Gage. Because I thought that was a pretty cool name.
That sounds like in Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah.
He's going to be like, yo, this is my friend Gage.
Yeah.
And he's just some like hard dude. Yeah, just jacked. Like, why do they call you Gage? Or like, they call me the Gage because, anyway, like something like that.
I was
doesn't
like,
seem like a real name.
I was like in middle school, and it's like your middle school love, and you're like, what are we going to name our kids? And I was like, Gage is pretty sick. And I was like, that's actually
that
pretty
always
sick
been
name.
A thing?
Yeah. I mean, what? You never had like a middle school fling and like your first love, and then you're like, what are we going to name our kids?
No,
but I always knew what
really?
To name my kid.
What?
Oh, okay.
Keaton.
Keaton?
Like
Michael Keaton?
Michael Keaton.
Are you joking?
You're naming your kid after Michael Keaton? I like it. I don't think it's a bad name.
Keaton. Michael.
Keaton Michael.
As soon as he said Keaton, I knew exactly what it was. God. I respect it, though.
I like Keaton Michael.
Yeah.
I mean, I want a name for a boy, Seth.
Seth. Rogan. Like Seth Meyers. Named after Seth Meyers.
It wasn't really. It's actually
Seth
just because I heard the name once when I was small. So whenever I played a Pokemon game, I would name my character Seth if I was a boy. Because if my name wasn't Christian, I wanted to be Seth.
I'm
and
lucky.
Then a girl, I would name him Crystal.
Crystal. Oh. With a K or a C?
C.
Okay.
Now, I want to name my daughter Crystal. The lady has nixed that because she says it just sounds like a stripper.
I mean, it does. I mean, you might as well be naming it Mercedes or Porsche or something like
but
that.
But see, I disagree.
I shouldn't be naming it. It's your daughter or your fake daughter well, that we're talking about here.
Yeah, can you please be more respectful about this hypothetical daughter?
I'm sorry.
Jesus. So, yeah, that's my kids' names. But I can't say I've ever, like, hypothesized. I did... In third grade, we might have talked about this on a previous scuff Gigi Over, not the official Gigi Over Easy.
This is real.
You weren't on those episodes, Bless.
No.
That's probably for the better. Actually, they weren't that bad. I don't think.
What, the early Gigi Over Easy?
Yeah, the pre Gigi Over Easy.
Yeah, the pre ones.
Like
yeah,
Legacy.
I mean, because those have, we could probably name them Legacies.
We were in
like
our
that.
Tweens. Yeah, Legacy works.
Yeah,
I guess.
We were just kids back then. And now Legacy, we're kind of. We have Joe Rogan mics now, okay?
Yeah. Well, you don't because. I can't buy that many. I can't buy that many.
We got two, though. Got two.
We got those two. And yeah, so with this episode, we're going to move forward. Bless, is there anything you want to talk about that specifically pertains to you? I know you and your story. Is there anything specifically?
I don't. At all.
No, I don't either. Well, I mean, I guess I know.
Well, like the first time.
They're your friends.
Well, I'm going to. When the first time I ever, like, we played with Bless was, it was TTT. Yeah. It was like one of the TTT recordings. Yeah,
really?
That was the first time, like, I had
you
ever played
him?
With Bless. It was,
and
his mic was so scuffed, bro. It was like,
I have a decent mic.
I mean, you do
that,
now, but it was doing like the robot thing really, really bad.
Hello.
I mean, so like whenever you would talk, it'd be like, and I'm like, oh my God, like, look at this.
Bless Corn.
Yeah. Well, Rob Corn.
Rob.
Let's keep it to Rob Corn.
I wasn't even the first one to even have that. Okay.
So like,
I felt
it
bad.
Was
Fruit. I genuinely
Fruit was the
felt
first
bad.
To have it.
You guys never told me about it, though.
Well, because what
like
were
a year
we
later,
say?
You're like, yo, like every time we record it, we
had
to just deal with it.
No,
like,
that's not true. We did tell you. You just never fixed it. So we just kind of gave up and went with it.
I was trying.
I
I was trying, and then I eventually figured it out.
I'm sure you guys have friends out there who are listening that when you go on Discord and you have that one friend who just has bad internet and it's and Christian was like that for about 9 months of recording.
But mine wasn't the internet, it was my Focusrite.
Yeah, it was something.
Because it was the first gen.
That's what caused mine.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what causes mine. I just unplug it. I just put it in the second spot and then sometimes like the second fixes spot? It. Yeah, like the second, not the first spot, but
the XLR
the
input.
One.
He's
the
XLR. Yeah, I know exactly.
Yeah, just the XLR input and it kind of fixes
but
it.
But see, that didn't work for me because I split my mic into two XLR or stereo cables and I actually used both. In the Focusrite as one, mm-hmm. and it gives more power, and it sounded better.
Yeah, but you guys but have like all you guys have like mix amps and all that kind of stuff, right? Like compressors and all that.
What are you
cool
saying?
Stuff.
You don't? You?
I mean,
no, I don't.
Yeah, I don't have a mixer either.
Oh,
well, Blue was using a USB until I sent you the Shure, right?
Yeah,
yeah. He didn't even have an XLR or anything, so I had to get him the Focusrite and the. Well, the Shure, it takes a lot. You need the folks, right? The cloud
lifter.
That's
Joe Rogan mic?
Yeah.
Joe Rogan okay. Mike.
Joe Rogan mic.
That's what I call it.
Joe Rogan mic is not easy to power. Very hungry. But yeah, so then when did you meet Blue?
During that.
Was it the same recording?
I don't know. It was probably something with Tefty Taff.
I had like no idea who Bless was. And then you were like, let's record with this guy named Bless. He's super cool.
I think me and Bless were mutuals for a while, but I don't think I ever talked to him until TTT.
Yeah.
I met Bless PSX, right?
2016.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow, circa.
Oh, yeah, circa.
Yeah, Bless was just a tadpole.
Yeah.
But actually, he was just dope. So I hung out with him.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
And I remember at the end of the convention or like the
is that when Taken King got announced?
No,
it
was for
SLR, wasn't
it? Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's what got announced.
Racing as SLR.
But we all got it. We're all SLR for sure.
Yeah, that was the first SLR. We went there. That was in Anaheim, California. And I was hanging out with Bless. And I remember when we left, like it was like last night, next day we were gonna fly out. We were at the hotel. We got on the same floor. He's like, well, dude, like it's been nice seeing you. And he's like, you know, I got to say, he was like, I was expecting to come in and people like you to have like this big ego and not hang out with me because I'm small or whatever. And I was like, you're right. I'm never talking to you again.
I can't
be seen with you. Yeah. This was a charity thing. No, he's like, yeah, I totally expect you to be like I was a small fish in a big pond. And I was like, here's what I found. The smaller people are the cooler people.
Yeah.
Because all the big people usually do have egos.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, bless the chill. We ate at IHOP and it was great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that was a good meal.
Expensive IHOP. It was like $10 for a.
Where was this PSX? Hamburger. Was this like
Anaheim.
In San Fran?
Oh, it's
Anaheim.
Where BlizzCon is.
Oh, okay.
And you're not very far from Disney World or
and
Disneyland, whatever is the one.
Did
over
you guys
there?
Get to capture SLR?
Yeah,
or probably
not SLR.
SRL.
Yeah, my fault. That's dyslexia, folks. Honestly,
I'm dyslexia.
You do,
dude.
Okay, let me try something.
Okay.
How do you test dyslexia?
I mean, I need to like read something and just, well, like something I do with like with my dyslexia is like whenever I'm like reading something, I'll always read. Sometimes I'll read the same line like three times and I just, or like I'll skip a line or something like that. It's very hard for me to like keep track. I need a lot of pictures when I read. A lot of pictures.
Very visual.
I'm right there on that one.
Yeah.
In third grade, I got put into dyslexia class and the first thing they did was.
There's like an actual dyslexia class?
Yeah.
Oh. Did they also like put on your shirt like dyslexic?
No.
Just so the whole school knew?
No.
Because that would have helped.
Yeah. So like in elementary school, you have one teacher usually, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And so they took me out for like an hour for mm-hmm. dyslexia
I classes. Had that too. Like you just like read like books and stuff like that.
Sounds like suicide. Was.
Yeah. Like
in elementary school, I ran, that's suicide, dude. I was like. You can take the flex. That's what it would have been like.
I actually don't think like kids even knew. I used to do so much cool.
Kids are mean.
They are mean.
I hated my dyslexic classes. They were mean.
I didn't.
Why
mean,
is that?
They were mean?
Mm.
In what sense?
Boy.
Well, the first thing that they asked was like, all right, how many letters are in the alphabet? And so.
I don't even know.
26.
That. So I knew 26, but well, I also counted, so I didn't want to
be. Thought
it
might be 27.
I didn't want to be like dumb. And I was like, oh, it's 26. And they're like, how do you even know that?
Yeah.
I'm like,
what?
Yeah.
You're dyslexic. You're supposed to be dumb.
Yeah.
That's why you're in this class.
I don't know, but that was the thing.
Yeah.
You're dyslexic.
Yeah, you missed the memo. If you're dyslexic, you can't be smart. So.
Yeah, I just remember like I was like 5 or 6 and I would like in kindergarten, like for about 30, 45 minutes, I'd go and like just read a book with some lady that like wasn't my teacher.
Really?
And then about like 6 months later, we went to like an elementary school, like that wasn't my school, and it was like after hours. I'm like, what am I doing in a school? And it's like 7 o'clock. So, and I was like, Toonami's on. I got to be watching some DBZ.
Yeah, where's my Dragon Ball?
Yeah.
Bro?
And
welcome to
Toonami. Remember like reading, I had to like read out loud to like a teacher, but then I slowly found out that like my dad was on a two-way window.
Oh.
And like my parents were like on a two-way window. Were like, I don't know. Yeah. I was like, I don't know if they were like, I never even talked to them about that. But like after like that, like, that last class was like, that was the last time I ever did something like that. So I think I passed or something like that.
Dude, that's,
I didn't read ever after that though.
That's deceitful. How yeah. did you know they're behind this?
Well, sounds like the, some, like you were in a prison or something.
I guess. Interrogating you. But I mean, I learned how to read. So I mean, it slowly like, worked out.
Mr. Madam, come this way. We have something yeah. to show you.
Well, like,
here's
the worst,
your son. I'm sorry to tell you.
Yeah.
He's dyslexic. Like,
oh my God, I knew well, it.
Yeah, I just, it was rough. I just couldn't read. And like,
oh, okay.
Caught it. Well, the worst part was, is when I was in high school, sophomore year, English 2 honors.
Oh,
and it
honors.
Just happened to be, I was in the class with like all the 1% kids who were super smart and I was super dumb. And there were always spelling tests every week. I don't know if you were in honors.
Was that middle school?
No, this was high school, dude. This was like...
I was in AP English.
But like honors. They always did like... They did like a vocabulary test. Like you would... They would give you like a bank of like 20 words. And like you guys know me with spelling, dude. There's just no
oh,
chance.
We know.
There's
we
just
know.
No chance. And then like literally like the teacher knew I was the stupidest kid in that class. And like... It was pretty evident, and I knew I was the stupidest kid. Like, I'm not dumb, but like this, everybody was so smart. Like, everybody had a 4.0, and I had like a 3.2 or 3.1. At
I mean,
that
that's
point.
Pretty good.
Yeah, exactly. It's not bad, but it's like,
and also
not,
grades don't reflect intelligence.
Exactly,
100%. It reflects a different kind of learning and memory.
And then, a 3.1.
Literally, my teacher would be like, "All right, class," and like she would sit in the front of the class. I'd be like, third row back, somewhere around there, and she'd go, "Your word is enigma," and then we'd just go like this. And just look at me, because she knows that I'm gonna be like, so like I would literally like look up and it would just be her looking at me, and every other kid would just be like,
you're like, all right, L-I-G-M-A
ligma.
What is this ligma, Rob? You said an enigma.
I'm like, oh my
I spelled
God.
It out how I heard
sigma.
It.
Like no. Yeah, and then like reading, like,
so what you're trying to say is, when Blue and I asked you to say something, we're just bringing back these repressed memories.
Oh, 100%. When everybody just goes, Rob, you can't spell. I'm like, man, you guys sound like Miss Peterson. Dude.
Yo, you had a Miss Peterson?
Huh?
Everyone's had a Miss Peterson.
Man, I mean, she was nice, but like, she just knew that like whenever the spelling of vocabulary test comes that I was trying to cheat and like just do something stupid and would just barrel eagle eye me the whole time. And it sucked.
Cheat better forehead.
Yeah, well, I couldn't. Like, they all are like spaced out pretty far, and then everybody would be like,
"You can't shield."
Which
me.
I get, like, whatever, like shield away. But
I think that's the nicest thing. If why not let someone look off your paper?
Because these are your peers, and you should challenge them to be better.
Oh,
if it was like my homie, like I would let my like. Yeah. If it was my friend, like sure. But if it was like some rando that I didn't like nah, like you can't.
I can understand that. Yeah, 1000%. Yeah.
But I don't.
Nico,
I never really tried to cheat, unless like you would consider like Spark Notes cheating. Because I normally
everyone uses Spark Notes.
I never
it's not
did.
Cheating. You well,
but like it's it? Cheating if you use it as
and not
like
read the book.
Yeah, exactly. Because I think like Spark Notes is supposed to be used as like kind of like a guideline. But I kind of
I edited
used
all
it.
Those. Sorry,
what
you probably failed all those tests because of me. No,
I don't see why Wikipedia can't be used as a scholarly source. Everything I know is from Wikipedia.
Same,
that man. Explains a lot. Just kidding. Bless, do you have any specific memories from your childhood school-wise or anything that really sticks out to you?
Yeah.
Oh, you were telling me about something earlier today, actually.
Uh-oh. About what?
Wrestling, but then you...
Oh.
You wrestled in high school?
He found himself through wrestling, and it wasn't wrestling.
Yeah, yeah. I was a wrestler, right? Yeah. I used to be kind of a big deal. Weight class 135. Lost every match except two.
And, lost what?
Lost two matches. Well, lost all matches except two.
Uh-huh.
And I only won those because no one was there at that weight class.
Really?
Hell yeah.
So
he didn't have. So you just didn't have to wrestle those
I
two
got
matches?
Me to districts, baby.
Got you to districts? Jesus.
Because you were, what was your weight class you said?
135.
What?
135?
Yeah.
You weighed 135.
Hey, what are you trying to say? Come on. Hey,
that you don't weigh or look like you ever weighed 135 in your entire life. That's not like a mean thing, no, but just like saying that, like, with your size and like your build, like, I don't think you could literally weigh 135. Yeah, did you like have a growth spurt or something?
No, I was a tall kid. I was
just tall and lanky.
And there's a pitch out there. And I don't know if you want it for the podcast, but like, it's like I'm in like the wrestling pose and
my skin
is like.
Yeah, you look like you're actually just the Walking Dead.
Yeah. I hated it.
You didn't like wrestling?
Hated it.
Well, like the thing with wrestling is like, I get it. It's cool and everything, but like the leotard thing is just like something I couldn't.
That's a singlet. Please.
And then you just see you just see it.
You can't make wrestling not weird.
I mean,
you just can't.
I mean, with a cool announcer, you can.
But I mean, like a singlet or not, oh, it's just a bunch of dudes all up on each other, and that's just.
But you
it,
know
man.
What? You know what I like? My favorite thing is when Stone Cold Steve Austin takes two beers like that, and then that's when wrestling gets cool. Am I right with that one, Blue Weslow?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking more like not like WrestleMania or like stuff like that.
Yeah,
but like
I know
straight,
you're thinking
like on
like,
the mat.
Yeah,
in the wrestling. Ring. Yeah, where you're just on the dude.
Yeah.
Know
yeah.
What I mean?
Yeah.
I knew like but like that but I don't like yeah yeah
but you know I like I never thought about
do you
it,
watch like, MMA though like MMA is like too brutal for me
no
like MMA is too like,
it's like I got a weird side of me I gotta I like it
it's rough hugging.
You like it
yeah
yeah it like hypes you up I yeah. mean we did watch the Floyd Mayweather Connor fight that
yeah,
one
that
day that's
so sad
I liked it I had a good time watching it. I'm a Floyd
himself,
fan
though. Yeah but you see
yeah I'm a Floyd fan
did you ever watch that fight
no
Blue did you watch that fight
Which one? The
Floyd
Mayweather versus
McGregor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched it.
What do you think? Aren't you a Floyd fan?
No.
Oh, thank God.
I'm a big Floyd fan.
I'm not that big in MMA. I don't know. I went about as hard as I expected. Like a dude who's been boxing all his life beats a dude who's been boxing like 3 weeks sick. Like
here's $100 million.
Good fight, though. Yeah, seriously. My problem was because obviously I would have done better in the ring, clearly.
Absolutely.
It's like I'm Twitch chat right now. Yeah. Like, well, if I had been playing, no, it's like when Dado's playing Tetris right now. I'm like,
yeah,
I would have done. And then I get to,
I mean, you got like what top 20 the other day.
Dude, don't brag.
Tetris. I've never seen it gone that fast.
Yeah,
like,
yeah
Dado and like,
well, that's
I
why
mean,
he's
I knew he did Destiny, but I knew he did Tetris.
Dado does Tetris.
Would you guys get in a ring with Floyd Mayweather for $20 million?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah, yeah. yeah.
Whatever
he
brain
can
damage
my right eye
probably is worth $20 million.
Yeah.
So.
Whatever he like just does to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long
yeah.
do you think
unconscious?
Last...
No, here's the thing. Let him punch you once. Just stay on the ground.
Oh no, you can't
fight.
You gotta get up and
okay,
try.
Then I would train seriously. I'd probably get
train,
destroyed, but
yeah.
I'd be like, all right, if I'm gonna
for $20 million guaranteed.
Yeah.
I mean, I would get in there and like I would go Connor's way and be like, "All right, I'm going to take this seriously."
Yeah.
I'd get destroyed, but
I mean, you got
so anyway, I obviously got distracted. If I was Connor, I don't know why he probably had a game plan, but then adrenaline got to him. Whatever the crowd, who knows? Or they thought this was a good game plan. Gas yourself early and try and get a knockout, or you're done. That seems what it looked
yeah.
like. But he gassed himself too early.
Yeah.
And Floyd's just like, yeah, yeah, taking hits, dodging. That's all he has to do for the first few rounds. And then you see, like, round six or something. Connor's like, boom, like, trotting around. Can't even get, like, full throws out. And you got to go, what, 10 rounds or something?
Long time.
Whatever.
Way too long. I mean, I throw, like, 3 punches in the air just for fun, and I'm tired.
Yeah.
Like, I can't do it for very long.
So he went all out, which people thought he was going to do and shouldn't do, because that's Floyd's game. Just wear out your opponent and then
dude this fighting topic has me a really good question that I'm gonna bring up after this ad break.
Oh,
my first ad break, right? That's very fun.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well, inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
And we're back.
Oh,
welcome back to the GG Over Easy podcast. So we were talking about, you guys were probably wondering what year it was. You're like, am I back in 2017? Why am I hearing about Floyd Mayweather McGregor?
Was that when that was?
It was 16. A long time ago.
It feels like it was a long time ago.
It does. It's weird. It does. But it was a long time ago. Have you guys ever been in a physical fight, like in your life, or anything like that?
Well,
I mean, like you're on the street,
like I'm gonna absolutely beat the shit.
Yeah, like some dude comes up,
like Blue comes up and drop kicks you.
Yeah,
no,
you'd be dead.
No,
you just kinda... in middle or elementary school, like a kid just randomly kicked me in the crotch and ran away one day.
Nice.
That's not a fight. You just got kicked in the nuts. No, that's
like you got beaten.
It's not a fight. You just lost.
You just got kicked in the nuts.
So that's another.
Do you remember when we went on that field trip, dude? And for some reason, we were infatuated with punching each other in the nuts or something
that
like
that. That was the stupidest trend. I hated that.
Oh, the nut tapping?
Just anything.
It
like
was
that.
So. We went on this like weird trip to like some like
a museum or something.
No, it was the like it was for, like video production, and it was for like Denver Metro.
It was a college like, film school, or
yeah,
something.
Or something like that. We were touring like schools or like sets and stuff. And for some reason, we just loved doing. Nut tap and just like nut tap each other.
I hated it, but they do it to you, so you got to get back.
That's exactly.
It says a lot about like nut the human psychology, like, psyche.
As a wrestler, psychology. You would know. Why don't you tell us? No, everybody who wrestles at home right now is like, oh, I'm okay.
But yeah, I quit wrestling.
Why did you quit?
Because I found my one true love, theater.
Theater?
Yeah.
Well, what was your first play?
Was Once in This Island. It's a musical.
Once in This Island?
Yeah.
It's can you sing us?
I didn't sing in that one.
What did you do?
Come fly.
Sorry.
I didn't.
Christian, please.
Don't you ever touch
Frank.
Who sung that? Why don't you do?
I was the gatekeeper in The Wiz.
What's the gatekeeper
you
do?
Shall you know, know.
Yeah, it's like, what are, your what are your lines?
I don't remember that one, but I can remember the lines from my first competitive play. It was Midsummer.
Competitive?
Oh, ranked over.
Okay, wait a second.
Were you fabled?
I don't think you call it competitive
actually,
plays.
Actually, I'm a dredgen.
Is it a competitive play where you get like paid to do the play or something?
No. So we went to like
or you
this,
had to do tryouts?
Festival, and we just competed against other high schools, and we won first place.
Yeah, that's really? Right.
Yeah.
If you're going to compete in something, you better win.
Yeah.
Even if it's theater.
Even if
cutthroat, baby.
Yeah. I went from a nobody to
it's still a nobody.
I used to be somebody.
Back when you did your radio. It went theater and then into radio to into college?
Yeah, so no, I didn't go to college. So like I hated school so much. Hated.
Amen,
hated.
Brother.
And wrestling.
You still go to finish your high school though. High school,
well, yeah, at least high school,
yeah,
at least high school,
and then figure it out.
But then you—that's a different topic.
And then life goes figured out.
Yeah, we're gonna be stuck on that for a while if we go there. So,
and so I found this thing where like you can intern at places, and my uncle was in radio, so I'm like, this is an option. So from high school, I went to a radio station at like 5 a.m. until like 8. Went to school for like 4 periods, then go back during lunch.
Yeah,
and then back for another. Yeah, that was my whole day.
Really?
Yeah. And
that was high school?
That was high school.
Like senior year?
Senior year.
I was going to say, how'd you do
it?
Did
you get paid for the internship or
no?
No.
That's the best kind.
Yeah, I never did an internship though, or like where I'd like a thing where I did something and didn't get paid.
I know my value.
I did charity like work and stuff like that.
Small town Pennsylvania, I don't think you can get paid. I don't know.
You don't have much clout to be able to wager.
No,
I wager you this much clout.
Was your 108.5 the Fox?
Well, I would have 6.5 today's music. Yeah,
just today's
today's music.
You didn't want to offend any music goers out there.
Yeah, every listener gets blueballed. Like,
what are we listening to?
Yeah,
that's how you keep them around.
Yeah, did it cut out? They're changing the station.
Yeah. So
I'm surprised the radio's still kind of around.
Nah, I don't think it's gonna go anywhere, man.
You don't think so?
You realize we're pretty much radio.
Yeah, but no, but no, but no, but I think we're not FM. On the radio. I'm talking about like FM radio, like radio waves, like AM radio and that kind of thing.
See, I could go on about
like,
that.
Like
AM are all your talk. Weird hobby people talk shows.
Religious.
Weird people who do weird talk shows.
We could be on the AM waves.
Catch us on 750.
Welcome to 550.
Oh, you want 550? I like 750.
I just made that up.
Oh, red light.
The light. No. So what you guys don't know is with this 3-cam service, we have to use this DSLR camera that Christian has that doesn't go unlimited. So he has to start it back up to get it back going.
That's why we have multiple camera angles. So you could just cut to the other ones when that was down.
Exactly.
And I was like, Blue, this is potentially a problem. He's like, no, they don't.
Lo and behold.
And then I just see Blue in the corner like this.
We're not supposed to see him.
Okay. Well, yeah, but that's what if he was here, that's what we would see.
That, if he was here.
Where's the right? Yeah. And then I'm like, what is Blue pointing at? And I was like, oh, it's dead. Oh.
It's too much trouble to be like, hey, it stopped recording. Instead of just
granted, you did tell him, hey, when
I don't want to interrupt your audio because
I appreciate that. What was I even talking about? Probably nothing important.
Oh, just FM.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Nothing important.
But yeah, see, like, I thought, like, I'm surprised, like, radio's still around. You would think, like, they would go to things like, you seem heated about this topic, that you really think radio's awesome. Like,
you think I do?
Yeah, I mean, you like radio, right?
You know he has an opinion, radio. You just don't know which way that opinion goes.
Past tense.
Yeah.
No longer in love with radio.
Well, no.
You know what's interesting? For someone in the radio, you really have a hard time talking into the mic.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Yeah, don't.
That's my non-subtle way to say. It's kind of stinks.
So right, like right wow, you're doing great.
Yeah, but like, okay.
And I don't just want to be like, hey.
Yeah, I mean, I almost did.
Yeah, I was thinking about. It. Sorry.
Understood.
Maybe but so wait, what out. Was so what won't. Was the first like radio station? Like, what was it? Did you say like 107.5? The
106.5. Yeah,
106.5. What'd you guys play?
It was 70s, 80s, 90s, and now. But that was like.
So what about the early 2000s? No one cared about that?
Well, technically, the now would be like 2008.
Oh, okay. So old. That's when you were there in 2008.
Yeah, I was 18. Yeah.
Did you get to pick like what you were playing?
No, it was all like on the screen for you.
That kind of sucks.
So, but the thing is like, so...
I always thought you kind of like made your own playlist. I mean, kind of had fun.
You could insert it, but like you could get in a lot of trouble.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So it was always on like a set rotation.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why
yeah,
so like the same three songs.
So like
I hate the radio.
So like right now, like if you're on a Hot 100 station that plays like Ariana Grande,
why wouldn't I be?
That's all I listen to.
And so like say Break Free just comes out by Ariana Grande, they'll probably play that song once an hour.
At least.
And it's like this once an hour rotation that like five songs.
And do you have to like listen to it or can you just like?
I mean, you can turn down the radio station and like you can privately listen to YouTube, but like. You're still gonna hear like.
What if you're just, what if you're listening to Peaches and your audio accidentally like bleeds in?
Oh, well, okay then. Yeah, as soon as you, yeah.
Yeah. What is
I think that? I think your coming. Boss would break and like yell at you, reprimand you. Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe he's like sick.
Dude. Oh, sick, dude. That's a sick remix.
Yeah, callers are coming in. They love it. Yeah.
You guys ever get fired from a job?
Yeah,
I've had two jobs in my life.
You had two? I've had three. Mm-hmm.
The first one was my dad, so he would have to fire me.
That's when like you like put in just like
basic dad entry. And the second one is me, so I'd have to fire myself. So thankfully.
Have you ever thought about that? Firing yourself? Just be like, you know what?
Looking in the mirror. Listen here, you shape up or I swear to God, we're out of a job.
I want a new give me a new what's that called when they you make a job application, right? That's what
resume?
It's called. Resume. That's what it is. Sorry, I haven't made a resume in a long time. Feels bad.
I update mine like every 6 months.
I just don't have anything to put on my resume. Yeah. I say finished high school, and then I'm just like, 3 years of college.
You watch YouTube?
Yeah,
you watch YouTube.
You guys know Mr. Fruit?
Yeah. Well then,
not even on my own channel. But
yeah, you know Mr. Fruit.
I got stuff there. Let me show you. Here's where I dismantled my Hawk Moon. Gotta perpetuate the meme.
You're that guy. Wait.
Yo, what? Oh,
whoa, you're higher. Whoa.
We used to love those videos. We used to watch you guys.
We used
all the
to
time.
Watch you
that's
all.
Like,
the
that's
time.
My favorite. Like, when
4 years ago, I would have been so excited.
When we go to like Garden Con and meet fans and
every other person,
you can tell like some are kind of like have been out of touch with the channel or something like that. When you're like, oh, like what's your favorite kind of content? And they go, I like Robbie's Revenge, and it's like, oh, like something we've haven't uploaded in like 2.5 years.
Yeah. They'll always bring stuff like, oh, what's your favorite series? I like the 60-second reviews. Like, I haven't uploaded one of those in like 3.5 years. See, thanks, I guess.
See, but at least like you're popular by name. Like, that's how you know you're still relevant. Even if your channel's not, rest in peace. Sorry about that.
Okay, yeah, I mean, you're not wrong.
People still know you. Like, oh, that's Mr. Fruit.
Yeah, they go, that guy, he's not even a Destiny guy anymore. We don't like him. That's why we shadow banned him on the subreddit.
How many videos do you have uploaded, Blue, on your channel?
How many? I don't have that many. I think I have like 70.
70? And how many do you have, Christian?
I don't even have 70. I have like
2,600 maybe.
2,600. How many do you have on your channel, Bless?
It's over 1,000.
Over 1,000? Yeah. Okay.
Maybe 2.
Damn, nice retention rate, boys. I get ratioed.
I mean, yeah. You have more than me, I think. I don't know, actually. Whenever... I might be there. The World of Light playthrough was like 30 episodes.
That's a lot.
That's true.
I finished it.
My man.
How many do you have? Like, what's the rough estimate here?
I mean, if I had to guess, it'd probably be around 50 or something like that.
Oh, damn. Well, I'm like 130.
And like, I think I had the Hawkmoon dismantle too.
Your number just doubled. You said 70, not 130.
No, I never had 70. I'm at 130.
Oh, I thought you said 70.
Yeah,
I thought you said 70.
Yeah, we all heard
70. I literally had a 100K video about this, and you guys don't even...
Rewind it.
Okay, we're not great. You definitely said 70.
You said 70.
No.
You have 3 70? Against 1.
You said 70.
Pull it back.
You said...
But you didn't even ask me how many do you have.
Yeah, that was the question.
Where am I at? Am I speaking Vietnamese again? All
right, I swear I went like... I don't remember saying 70, but I have like 130.
130?
Yeah. I'm talking about my channel.
131?
No, probably not. Okay.
All right, well, that was a quick answer.
I tried, guys.
It's always weird talking about my channel, and everyone's like, dude, Blue, bring my videos. And I'm like, yeah, well, here we are. It's been about a year.
Okay. Okay, so you have 130 videos. How many videos do you have that aren't uploaded?
What the fuck are you talking? I have 130 subscribers. I know of one.
Oh.
I have like 70 videos.
Oh!
You asked me how many videos I had.
But then why'd you bring up 130? We didn't ask about subs.
I didn't ask about subs. I'm not even near the mic anymore.
And then because then like, I you asked you 70. How many... Then I did ask you,
I'm speaking Vietnamese.
No. You can look back in the replay.
So you
hold
have
up.
70 videos.
Yes.
And 130,000 subs.
Subtle flex.
Yes.
Okay.
Subtle flex.
And then Rob, I legit asked, how many subs do you have? And then Rob was like, oh, less than like 50.
Oh, I thought you said how many videos. Oh, subs?
And the problem is that you didn't even listen to me.
Yeah.
And
he would.
Inverse problem.
I didn't bring up subs ever, though.
That is true.
I don't know where you got subs from.
You just responded to me. You just responded so fast to my question, like you knew exactly what I was asking you. This podcast sucks. Go watch a better one.
But are you ever good? Are we ever? Well, okay, so you have 70 videos uploaded. How many do you not have uploaded? Like, how many videos would you say you have on your computer that you have edited, recorded, and exported that you just have not uploaded?
Because
you're
5 or 6.
5 or 6. Can you tell us what they are? You have one?
I know of one.
Oh, you know of one. What, Lord of Wolves?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, that's like the meme.
Well, the one, Lord of Wolves, that's like a 3-year-old video.
I want you to upload that so bad.
It's even better.
I have to do a completely different. It's not the same.
It's
got to be modernized.
But the fact that it is like 3 years old makes it cool, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
this isn't like a Michael Jackson vault. We just go back. Oh damn, that old song sounds. It's like a time capsule. Video, like
the Beatles' number one hits. You know,
yeah. Back in 2000.
Okay, so you got Lord of Wolves on there.
I have Lord of Wolves. I have a Paragon video that I worked on.
Oh man,
it was actually a really good video. I never uploaded it because I felt like we waited too long. Well, I waited.
You
too
should
long.
Do it now. Well, like right now.
When you think you've waited too long. That's when you upload.
It's been over
because
a year,
then you're gonna be like, "Well, now I've definitely waited," and then it's just gonna keep being like, "Well, yeah, now I've waited too long."
At that point, I know it's gonna keep doing that, so I'm just kind of like, "Well, I guess I'm just." Not
any Destiny in those videos?
When we played Curse of Osiris, I recorded that.
Oh yeah, I mean, I still have that too somewhere.
And
too.
You just deleted it. You said,
"Oh, that's right, I did." Yeah. I was looking for it, and I did delete it. But it was just us dissing the game.
Yeah, you probably never uploaded that for good reason.
Oh, it was just...
Dude, it was toxic. We ripped into that game.
It was
Holy
pretty bad.
Crap.
Well, I mean, we can all... Curse of Osiris sucked. Is probably
Curse
the worst Curse of like expansion
there,
to Destiny.
Yeah, easy.
It was rough.
No, well, I mean,
I was
Season,
like, guys,
Season of the Drifter
well,
was
not playing
bad.
With us, but like you was there playing.
But,
yeah.
Well, no, but I mean like...
Yeah.
Like our playthrough, because I played through the whole entire thing when I was at Bungie.
Yeah.
Because that's how short it was. They're like, here, play the first mission. You got like 2 hours. You might finish it. I'm like, okay. So I finish it. But the story and the idea, and I like time travel stuff. So, yeah, this isn't bad. Like, it's not, the story's kind of cool. Rob and Blue don't even give it a second chance. Just like nonstop for 2 hours.
When do you ever give the story a chance for Destiny, though? I mean, realistically.
It was because
realistically, we don't play Destiny for the story.
Excuse me. I know all about the lore.
Please, I'm a chronicler.
Yo. I'm
Blue is, though, so watch your mouth.
You could be. What do you mean? Never raid. But we're not going to go down this road this early on.
How close are you to MIMMIXXIX?
MMIXIX?
I have.
I said it right. MMIXXIX.
2019.
MMIXXIX.
LV7?
MMIXIX.
MMXIX.
Oh, okay. It's XIX.
Yes. I am one off.
Oh, you need the Notorious. I think it's just the Notorious armor, yeah.
Which means Reckoner. Which
you didn't get that.
Which we did. Oh, that. Well.
That was the worst. Is that video out already?
By now, yeah.
Oh, okay. Go watch
Rob
it because
really
I had a
excited.
Terrible time.
Rob
dude.
Loved it.
Wait. I had a terrible time doing playing what? That.
You're a Reckoner, aren't you?
No.
Prime. What's it called? Gambit Reckoning? Reckoner. Oh, my God.
The Reckoning.
It's
yeah.
so
a lot
bad.
Any Dredgens?
Yo. I'm a Dredgen.
What titles do you have?
Greeting. I have Dredgen and MMIXIV.
Okay.
Squared.
It's really not that hard.
It's
five letters.
And what do you have, Blue? You have every single one, but like...
I don't have every single one.
Which one are you... It's easy to say with the ones you're missing.
Okay, I don't have Riven's Bane. I don't
have... I thought you had Riven's Bane.
Well, I've never like put a team together to do Petra's. I didn't start playing with people who play Destiny until like a couple months
ago. Oh, yeah. Sonic ruins them all.
So
just Riven's Bane.
I don't have Riven's Bane, and then I don't have Unbroken.
Yeah.
I don't have Reckoner.
Yeah. I don't have any of them.
But I'll have that
Unbroken, you're truly broken.
Hey, I'm close.
Are you really?
No.
Oh, I was going
to
say.
I'm never going to bother to get to 5,500. Somebody was asking me the other day about Not Forgotten. Was that you? Who was asking me? Somebody
definitely
here,
wasn't
I think,
me.
For
definitely,
whatever reason.
Definitely was not me.
I think it was Sonic.
Yeah, out of the blue, someone was like, hey, you going to go for Not Forgotten? I was like, what? It just came out of the blue. Too. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, you're going to go for Not Forgotten? I was like, why would I? No. I'm not going to torture myself.
What do you have to do for the Not Forgotten?
You get the 5,500 comp.
Yeah.
To put it in perspective, to get Luna's Howl, it's 2,100.
It's probably not hard with new season.
I mean, maybe, but like, I play comp
so
to just get
things.
To the pinnacle,
yeah,
and that's
true. You
it.
Can do better things.
I just don't play comp because I just can't handle it. I just wish I cared. I don't know what it is about Destiny PvP that
it's
just doesn't.
It's because you're bad.
I don't think it's because I'm bad. I'm pretty decent at shooters. It's
I'm trying
like,
to fire you up, Rob.
I can't just be like, but I can't get fired up
normally,
about Destiny.
Normally, if I'm like, Rob, you're bad, you're like, okay.
Yeah, let me show you that I'm not bad. But yeah. It's like, I know that I'm bad at Destiny because I just don't
come
care.
On. Now I feel
you know
bad.
I mean?
Hey, do you know what's really not bad?
What?
Today's sponsor.
Oh!
Whoa!
Throwing it over to Blast.
Wow. Yeah,
I used to be in radio. I used to be somebody.
Wow. That was very
you
cool.
You used to be.
I like that.
Emphasis on used to be. Let's hear from that sponsor.
This guy.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ever tried to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've all been there too. But here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up, it's about switching it up. Fume takes your bad habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning, flavored air device that does that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. I love how this thing looks. It's beautiful and real wood. The shape of it is so cool, and I look cool using it. So if you want to be like me and break your bad habit, start the year off right with the good habit by trying Fume.com/GG and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off whenever they use the code GG to help make starting the good habit that much easier. So make sure you guys check it out in the description. Try Fume.com/GG.
And welcome back to GG over EZ.
Oh, yeah. That was is that like your character for you want to do for the last 15 minutes of this show?
We're going into character. Oh man. Okay, so because like always, we just go off on things. Trying to bring it back to Bless, we're gonna do our best here. What's something else that's been on your mind, or maybe a story, a fun story? Whenever you're at a party and someone's like, "Hey, tell a story about yourself," like that, you have a story you tell.
Well, I have an original joke.
An original,
yeah, oh, wow. Yeah.
Like so, no one ever has ever thought.
Okay,
of
but like,
yes.
How do you know that? Joke.
Because I caught.
Can you?
I
so you can
it.
Claim a joke.
Well, here's the reality, Rob. No thought is original because everyone's had that thought.
Yeah.
Really think about it. How many people there are and how many...
But it's not original, my own person, though, not individual.
No, you
do.
You're a carbon copy, dude. Sorry to tell you.
Some people were saying I look like the YouTuber Emma Chamberlain. Do you guys think so?
I have no idea who that is.
No. Why is Blue laughing so hard?
Blue knows who it is.
Someone said I look like Emma Chamberlain.
Emma Chamberlain?
Yeah,
Emma. That sounds like a girl.
Yeah, she's like a...
Oh, it is.
Yeah, she's like a... she's like a makeup YouTuber, I think, or something. Or just like a vlogger or something. Oh,
so cool. Is that a diss to Emma or to you?
I think probably a diss to Emma, because okay. I'm not like that. But like some people said, we look very similar. Dude,
I could see the cute girl thing.
So like you know you hate when people take pictures of a guy who has a beard and wears glasses and is kind of in shape and looks like you?
Just white, you mean?
Bro, when I was at the gym today, there was this guy who looked exactly like you. And
You caught yourself doing
it. I did. I was like, oh my God. I was like, why is Christian? I was like, oh my God.
You're that guy now.
I was like, just because he has a beard, some glasses, and nice arms doesn't mean it's Mr. Fruit Rob. And I felt
really
bad.
Do you have this problem, Bless?
No.
I get sent pictures, like creepy pictures. People are like in public and they're like, I think this guy looks like you, or maybe that's Mr. Fruit. And it's straight up just a white dude with a beard and glasses.
And in shape.
It looks just like
you.
Yeah, in shape-ish. But literally, that's the requirements.
Yeah.
If nothing about a facial features or anything else, it's like you have glasses, beard, white. That apparently sums me up.
Here, do me a favor. If you guys are a listener, go to our subreddit page.
Oh,
the subreddit Mr. Fruit.
Dude, they're gonna
be really happy
about
that.
Take a picture if you are a white guy with a beard and glasses and kind of in shape. And we're going to find the one who looks most like Christian. Or at least I'm
Everyone's going to be like, wow, you look just like Mr. Fruit.
Wow, this is exactly like Mr. Fruit. Mr. Fruit, why aren't you uploading? Yeah, what are you doing on the subreddit?
Yeah, well, somebody's like, yeah, I saw you working at Qdoba today. Like once I like got like a genuine tweet like that. Like, I didn't know you worked at Qdoba. I was like, what?
Yeah, in my spare time.
Because I saw you earlier today.
Side hustle.
Like, whatever. Not even going to bother. It's like when people, I get like some messages from like, yo, I just play with you on PlayStation.
Oh.
And spelt out as like, how about yourself? Fruit. It's like totally misspelled. They're like, it's you. I'm like, how does that even? And you think I'm playing
like,
PlayStation?
GG, bro.
The first joke is you thought I'm playing PlayStation. And the second joke is it's not even remotely spelled right.
Yeah.
But that's the same thing. People are just like,
Do you get confused by it for anybody?
Kylo Ren.
If I
Adam Driver or anything like that.
What?
Adam Driver.
Well, you lost the hair, which
I lost
doesn't
the hair,
help.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy, but I think you should go back to like the dyed bleach blonde thing.
No.
It looked great. I loved
you
it.
You looked like a white supremacist. Like,
no,
crazy.
I disagree. You looked great. You looked great.
I could say some more adjectives.
No, you looked great. I think it looked great.
You looked like a neo. Okay.
I wish I could look like that, but I'm balding. So, like, if I bleach my hair is
blessed.
Fall
don't
out.
Listen to him. His pinnacle of culture is Frank Sinatra. Like, all right, you're doing
a
great.
Problem with that?
Yeah. Last night, Christian's like, we're all listening to music. He goes, Alexa, play Frank Sinatra.
Like the entire room. Oh my god.
It's because meanwhile we have Rob over here playing like Triggers on a Mayonnaise. What was that? Like
oh,
Death Blade.
Dude, that's an absolute banger.
Oh, what? Give Me Chocolate by Baby Metal.
Absolutely, that's a banger.
Oh, no.
Which one
was like.
That was Cannibal Corpse. Yeah, that was Cannibal Corpse. Yes.
And then it was
that was
so
to get
loud.
Datto hype for Tetris.
That's so loud, Alexa couldn't hear us.
It was.
It's like, Alexa, stop. And just
kind of sick.
Yeah, it was like the death metal that like death metal people listen to, you know what I mean, like who love death metal, and like that's kind of their like their calmest song too. They have songs that are called like pretty bad
you were saying some stuff. I was like,
yeah, yeah, it's pretty Monka ass.
But that's how you know you're hard, dude.
I used to just watch those like music videos and just laugh. Just like they're
I'm gonna lose my voice in 2 years.
In 2 years.
I do like Slipknot, though, and all that kind of stuff.
Bless was telling us a story, I think. I don't know how we got here.
Yeah, I used to go to open mic nights. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, your original joke.
How did we get here?
Yeah, your original joke.
Oh, your original joke. Yeah.
And so I only have one original joke.
I don't like that.
If I don't laugh, is this going to be...
Are you going to say it?
Yeah, I'll say it. Okay. And, okay, so you walk up, and you get up there, and you're like, how's it going,
guys? Is this the joke,
guys?
Or is this the story?
No, I'll tell you.
Okay, sorry.
And then here's the joke. You ready for it?
Don't tell me. Don't, like, tell me the joke. If you have to tell me the joke, you've already killed the joke.
I think this is part of the joke. The joke is this whole
build-up.
So you walk in, and you grab the mic, and you're like, you know, I love the smell of dicks.
And that's
it. Sporting goods.
And then that's it.
You think that's an original joke?
Yeah, I came up with it.
You might have come up with it, but I'm sure somebody else has come up with that.
Nah. I mean, I wouldn't.
Have you ever went to a Dick's Sporting Goods? It smells amazing.
It smells just like dicks.
Sporting goods.
This guy.
Hey, this is mine now.
I made this joke. This is mine.
I made this.
Have you ever gone to open mic night or done stand up or anything like that?
You didn't actually go to it. You did
open
that?
Open mic, right. Yeah.
Wait, so you delivered that?
Yeah.
How did the crowd react?
I think they bought it.
But you say buy as if you're like selling them a con. Like you can't even believe in the joke. Like, oh, they bought it. Thank God.
Isn't that how comedians talk? Like, oh, they bought it.
I mean, yeah, I guess. I'm not a comedian or anything. Yeah. I've always
been the audience for that one.
I always wanted to try and do like stand up comedy, but.
Trust me, dude. If I know anything, I'm not funny. Thanks to the comment section. All the time.
I think you're a funny guy, dude. You can't have a YouTube channel where
rank
you are
like... So literally everyone else on Fruit's channel is funny, and then there's Fruit.
I'd like to think you're a funny guy, dude. I don't associate with not funny people, and you're pretty funny. So
yeah, your comment section once hurt my feelings.
What was the comment?
Yeah, bless you. Don't read
you actually read the comments?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my night. Yeah. That episode with him and Shark, where Shark literally threw.
Oh.
Like, and well, Bless was throwing
Shark
just a throw.
It. Yeah.
But,
dude, people, let me tell you what. I didn't know how to play that game, by the way.
I never saw it. I need to read the comments, I guess, on that then.
No, it was brutal.
Oh, yeah.
I started looking.
It was brutal.
I started looking. I was like, Jesus. I'm just going to not look
what
anymore.
What was the comment?
The one that got me was like, Jesus, why even play with Bless? Couldn't they find Dado? I was like.
Here's the secret, man. We're never going to live up to Dado. Don't compare yourself, right?
It's true.
I've learned that a while.
My comment reading section voice is like this. Like, why can't we find Dado? Like, oh my gosh.
I stopped reading YouTube comments online.
I hate this. Like, I can't believe that they couldn't find anybody to play with them other than Blessius. I hate him.
You sound like Sid from Ice Age?
No, I think I sound like... I try to sound like Sammy Sprinkler from the Benchwarmers movie.
Oh, yeah.
Sammy Sprinkler.
What? You've never seen...
I actually like just gleeked a little bit.
Oh.
When I was trying to do Sammy Sprinkler. I mean, like,
that was your GTA RP character that we played briefly.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, it was. This was my GTA character. His name was what was his
Sammy.
Name?
Sammy. Yeah, just
was it
him
Sammy?
Yeah,
he just, my name's Sammy. I think I named it Sammy. Yeah, that was fun.
I was Snake.
Yeah.
No, we know.
Do your Snake Carly. Voice?
I'm trying to sneak around.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
They might hire you for Evo next year.
With a clap of my ass cheeks, I'm dummy thick.
That's really good. Yeah.
I keep alerting the guards.
Yeah, like keep alerting the guards.
I always wanted
Snake.
Us to try GTA RP. I just don't have a gaming mic on my computer, on my gaming
PC.
I
don't have one anymore now.
Yeah, so like it's
I
like,
used to lie jaded. And people would be like, yo, get on mic. And I'm like, I don't have one.
Yeah.
But now I actually don't
have
one.
Yeah, exactly. I don't have one either. So it's like, sorry.
Yeah, it's too much effort.
Talk to me on Discord.
Yeah. Catch me in my server, discord.gg/fruitnation.
Oh.
That's it.
The plug in the
please nitro boost nitro subs, right?
Yeah, please use your nitro boost.
Please.
How
please.
Many nitro boosts do we have in there? I use it in Blue's
not
channel.
Enough.
I'm sorry.
Thanks for absolutely nothing.
Well, I mean,
nope.
I'm often nope. more often in Blue's channel than yours.
Wow.
We're recording in your channel, and then I'm just kicking it playing TFT
wow.
in his.
Whoa. You can't just play TFT in.
I mean, I do play in TFT in yours all the time.
Yeah, but it's only if I'm there.
Well, yeah, if you're there.
But otherwise,
I'm not
it doesn't feel like home. I get it. It's
yeah, I need you there.
I'm your side chick.
No, you are my chick. I need you there. Like and they're my side chicks. That's what it is.
Sorry. Spend more time with each other. Okay.
I'm confused.
Blue. Oh, I wanted to bring this up so bad. So, Blue, so right now we're only getting the audio into our left ear. So Blue has his thing like this right now. So like it's like literally looks like this. And then Kristen's like, yeah, but we look stupid like that. But Blue's like, oh, I literally wear like that all the time because I think someone is going to.
Dude, it's a phobia.
But that's what? Not a realistic phobia.
How is it? That's one of the most that's
like,
realistic.
That's
ones.
Like you didn't I have a phobia it. Like a bat is going to pick me up and drag me away.
You okay, didn't so, finish the phobia.
Okay, the phobia is that like he listens.
Someone's going to like murder him. Or?
Yeah, that someone's going to like break into his like room behind him and sneak up on how him and choke
that,
him out.
How is that not? No. I mean. Like, that, how is that an unrealistic foot?
Because
so, I agree, Blue.
You're gonna hear it first. Like they're gonna find too? Your cousins oh, yeah? first or something. Whoever you live with first.
But okay, but
I'm
if
all
I can't
by myself.
Hear,
also,
I'm,
dude, there's a rule no. of thumb. You don't make your desk face away from the door. Like you're always supposed to see the door.
All right, not all of us have Colorado houses, Rob, and have
well,
like
no,
a bunch
that's
of rooms
how,
and
I mean,
just arrange it however we want in these normal homes.
Well, that's why a bed, your
normal
bed is never supposed to your head is never supposed to be facing away from the door. Like in a bedroom.
Who makes these laws? Thank you. Sense.
Well, exactly. So that's why you make your
if
desk
paranoid,
facing the door
why wouldn't
or somewhere.
You, why wouldn't you best?
So your door
yourself?
Is behind you.
I lock the door.
Okay.
Or so is your I, door to your left? If your door is to your left, I'm going to get even more upset because
okay.
you can still see it.
But if no. I don't, guess my door is to my left. It's literally facing where the entrance is. But if I don't, if I hear it, then I could better prepare for it.
Okay. But you see it.
This, how is that not a realistic phobia?
This,
I have
a
fear a of people breaking
I've
into
thought
my
of
home.
Before, and I had an inkling, and actually, I almost got freaked out once because I was reading this Reddit thread about this guy saying it was like the TIFU subreddit.
Yeah, today I fucked up.
Yeah, well, okay, excuse you. But the subreddit was like TIFU by wearing my headphones. I was like, what? Oh. And so I read the story. It was essentially like he was playing his game. It was like PlayStation or something. Had his headset on.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to get... It's a little gruesome and stuff. But like coming in and some dude... And he has his wife. And some dude, you know, violates his wife
oh.
and stuff. And this is all going on. He has no idea.
Because he has headphones on?
Yeah.
Really?
So this whole thing goes on. I'm reading this thing. Freaking wow. out. I'm like, oh my God.
No way.
Turns out someone proves it's fake.
Oh.
But... I go through the whole thing and I'm like,
yeah,
like sweat. I'm like, oh my
yeah.
God. I'm like taking my headphones off. But then it was fake and I was like, yeah. But that ever since then, though, that little voice is there. Yeah.
So you're scared that someone's just going to come in and pull that. But you're like, I mean, just get over the fact that someone might break into your house, dude.
No, it's not get over the fact that someone's going to break into your house. You literally see the door to your left, right? You literally just said you see your door. So what is this going to do even more for you?
That doesn't just get rid of the fear.
I mean, a keen sense of hearing.
I could yeah. literally be next to the door and I would still have that phobia.
Yo, okay. So I'm going to say it like this. Do you know the top and bottom night stalker trees? Well, the top tree has Keen Scout, right?
Yes.
So basically, his that ear out is Keen Scout. He has better radar.
Yeah.
But it. But
what
you're
you
on the
right
bottom
now?
Tree and...
Blue's tilted. That I don't get his phobia.
I don't get why you can't just spell. That's what.
No, I don't. Well,
yeah, just don't be dyslexic for him.
Just don't be dyslexic.
You see, you fit the bill. Dyslexic, smart, dyslexic, dumb.
But don't you like think you like if someone broke into your house, you would hear like outside like,
I'm not smart.
Someone broke into the house, and you're like, oh.
I'm home alone. Most
can we go
the
back
time,
to where
though?
I said you were dumb though? It's supposed to be you so ah no, and then. Because otherwise, you didn't say anything, and now people are going to think I'm as...
Oh, they think that
I was actually being
that
toxic.
I'm dumb?
No.
I mean, I am.
Okay, I'm dumb. But that doesn't...
I mean, I'm not dumb, but I'm not, like, ultra-mega smart. I don't wear glasses and have +2 intelligence.
Okay, but really dumb in terms of what? How do you really measure intelligence?
I'm pretty good with cars.
I measure... I guess I measure intelligence to the point of like how school measures it, unfortunately, just like book smarts and that kind of thing.
It's the stupidest way to measure.
Yeah.
I graduated with a 2.5.
It's the easiest way, though, you know what I mean?
I graduated with a 4.0.
Did you really?
And
I didn't know that. I'm surprised because you didn't really like college at all.
Well, no, not college.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. High like, school. I'm surprised you like from high school to college that it just didn't transfer over. That you
well,
still...
if I'm being serious, I just found a groove and an easy way to just breeze through everything.
Yeah,
to like do the bare minimum because that's the stupid thing about testing intelligence like that with just like fact recalling and stuff. It doesn't do anything. You're just like, oh, remember this. Did the test, flush that out of my mind
mm-hmm.
instead of like, hey, let's apply this or see in a general sense if you understand this topic,
yeah.
but instead. So yeah, I just figured out a way to like do bare minimum homework.
Yeah.
Or just real excerpts.
Yeah.
I think I need to know this.
I wish schools like taught us like how to balance checkbooks and like interest
taxes.
Rates.
Where's our class on how to handle mortgages?
Yeah, like interest
APRs.
Rates. Like I don't know what a mortgage is.
Damn, that would have been some good info, high
what
school.
What do I do?
I do.
Well, I know you do.
Dude, I had a high school class. I think it was home ec. So you're supposed to be in there and like, I don't know what home ec does actually. But we watched To Catch a Predator every day.
What?
That's yeah. what home ec
is
was?
Is that where the Chris Hansen impression comes from?
Yeah, it really
I'll
does.
I'll admit something embarrassing. Every time I write a letter, I have to relook up in what way to address and where. Every time I read,
okay,
like,
but that's
you have to like mail a letter.
Yeah,
you know?
But that's like,
I'm always like, do I put like the address here or my?
Okay,
do I need
but that's
my
like
name?
Boomer tradition. Oh, it's like 2019, old man.
Yeah, I will agree with Blue on that. That is boomer tradition. Okay.
I was gonna say, like, I know how to sign an email.
Yeah. Just sign an email for
yeah, I was gonna say, you send letters through the mail still? Like, you know what I mean?
You have to do some bills.
Yeah, unfortunately, not all bills are auto pay. Auto pay.
Oh yeah.
Great.
I don't like
otherwise. I'm
do you have an auto pay date that like? Like it's all like pulls out the same day, or is it just like throughout the month?
I do.
Unfortunately, everything else is different.
Oh, that's
like some things to do then yeah. and here. And I hate taxes.
Uh huh.
And payments.
And that's all yeah. mail.
I get very anxiety ridden. And then it's kind of like Blue, where it's like this video is late. Like there's no point in uploading it. And then a couple days later, he's like, now it's really late, and he keeps going. That's me when I need to do like tax or something. I'm like, oh my god, I don't really want to. Okay, I'll do this tomorrow. And it's the next day. It's like, well, I already haven't paid. Oh, God.
That's 3 months later.
No, I don't. And then eventually, like, I have to do it or something.
There's an agent outside your window.
I freak out, though, man. Yeah, that stuff gives me anxiety for no, like,
just the
rational reason.
Every time I hear the doorbell, I'm like, it's it.
Just get over your tax anxiety forehead.
Yeah, forehead. Just get over your insecurity about being stabbed while you're playing video games.
Well, just get over it, listeners, because this episode is wrapping up.
It has been a pleasure, Bless.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Why don't we plug our socials, Bless? Why don't you start?
Yeah, why don't you
start? Damn, Rob really wants to end this ASAP so we don't go over that 1 hour, 5 minute mark.
Yeah, because I would owe Blue something or something. I wagered some Gambit Prime necklace that he just had.
Nobody wagered it. What?
Yeah.
We made a bet.
I'm a dredgend.
We didn't make a bet.
While we're here at Fruit Summit, we have so much to do, and we want to do a podcast with every guest. So, I mean, at the first episode we mentioned it, every episode will be an hour and a half. So in order for us, mainly for Rob, Blue, and I, since we're going to be in every single episode to stay sane, there's no way we could do hour and a half, 2 hours with everybody.
Yeah. Well, and then like the first thing we go, Blue, we're about to start. We're going to make it an hour. He goes, no, it's not.
Yeah. He refused to believe.
Yes, it is.
So we're more so ending the actually because we're stubborn.
We're stubborn and showing Blue. Proving Blue.
You're not going to prove me wrong.
I'm proving you right now. It's an hour and 3 minutes. What do you mean?
And to be fair, we didn't start when that was 0-0.
Yeah, absolutely.
We started a few
minutes
in.
Yeah. I think it was like 6 minutes actually.
Bless, why don't you start us off on your
end? Oh, yeah. My name is Blessius. You can find me YouTube.com/Blessius, Twitch.tv/Blessius, or just Google.
And
Blessius.com.
Oh,
yes.
I don't have a website. Nice.
Oh.
How much did that pay?
How much did that pay?
Or how much?
How much that pay?
I'm sorry. There was something in there.
The thing. Oh, I don't know. Oh,
God. Just keep
But it is the outro.
All right. I'll plug in my social while Chris is doing the thing. You guys find me at twitch.tv/RobbieV.
Is that where you use Twitch Prime?
Yeah, you can use Twitch Prime there. Oh. Or you can just follow me. Or you can just follow me on Instagram, RobbieV, Twitter, RobbieV, anything like that. Why don't you send it on over to Blue now? Bloop.
He's trying to stall, man. He's trying. Okay.
Oh my god.
You guys can find me at Blue Westlow everywhere, and also hanging by my Gamma necklace that Rob's gonna take from me and my.
I'm not taking it. You can have it. I literally paid some kid for it.
What?
Yeah.
He didn't earn it.
No. I paid some kid for
you
it.
You paid a kid?
Yeah.
Bro, this is blood on the metal now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
damn,
blood
that's
metal.
Metal
diamonds.
As fuck. I like that.
Yeah. I'm gonna.
Mr. Fruit, why don't you plug?
Please watch me on YouTube.com/MyMrFruit. Well, that's technically the actual link. I go by Mr. Fruit. Just search it. Subway. You might find some weird Indonesian food thing because everyone always sends a photo. Like, oh, I found your store. And it's some like Mr. Fruit. I don't even know.
Like definitely
some
not.
Food thing. Yeah. It's like a weird Apple
side
logo.
Project.
No, it's not mine. Mm. But I get that all the time too. Between that and me being a white dude.
Go to the subreddit too.
Yeah, go to the subreddit, and be sure to watch this wherever we should have plugged that at the beginning, but that's what you can find this podcast wherever podcasts exist, and while you're at it, on whatever platform you do, such as the iTunes store. Be sure to give it a like, give it a rating, maybe subscribe. Write a comment, subscribe.
Rate, like.
We appreciate all that.
Hit
that
5 stars are cool. Heart.
Yeah, we appreciate all that. We should start reading some reviews.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe we'll read reviews.
Although
or
I
comments.
Guess not in these, maybe in the other ones.
Yeah, like when we like we're doing by ourselves or something like that. But and you have to post it in the subreddit. So go to the subreddit and start posting.
And I should apologize. I did my best, bless, but per usual, we just talked about whatever.
Yeah, I hope you had fun.
Oh, I tried to loop you back in. I'd be like, and blast. And
you know, did you have fun?
Blast. With 10-10.
Team 10.
With dredging again?
Yeah, yeah. Too much water.
Okay. Thank you.
And with that, that concludes this episode of GG Over Easy. We'll see you next Sunday.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.